straight face, my heart will go on and bring those tattooed freaks back to our place in a mason jar. You had something to prove since you went underground. I've wanted to track you down. Yeah, since you went underground, I've wanted to dig you out. You pass out quick, you lack ambition. Why does everybody always end up in the kitchen?
Thank you. you to contra. And I think that you lied. Don't call me contra. Till you've tried.
Baja bisinggit. Biwali singgit. Atal wajib ina nama mabaika sanda alhasi diteri na cahaya no kaga bainte.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Thank you. Thank you. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
We all have our moments. can I do?
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you.
Wednesday morning. Today is the 9th of October. The time is 5:30, and time now for CPR.
This is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar. Major pushback continued on Tuesday by both Democrats in both houses of Congress and the news media over President Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. Since those troops are not there with the permission of either the Syrian government or the UN Security Council, they are in Syria illegally under international law. Nevertheless, the attacks on Trump continued throughout Tuesday across the news media from left to right. For more on that, we spoke with Professor Tony Montero via Skype from Philadelphia on Tuesday. Well, Tony, I guess we could start with President Trump had promised to end the endless wars. Back when he ran in 2015, he first uttered that particular heresy, and that started a controversy and storm that, along with the questioning the utility of NATO at that point. And just about every time that he has, you know, tacked in this direction, the media go crazy on him. Whatever weapons they have, you know, knives they have sharpened or whatever at the moment, this is now these impeachment hearings, you know, they get sharper, they start swinging them more wildly and stuff, and we're looking at a situation now where even though McConnell has been defending Trump in the impeachment track, he does not like Trump tacking towards peace in Syria either. There's almost no constituency for peace anywhere. They're not treating it as something desirable on Democracy Now! Either, for example. There's no channel that says, wow, President Trump wants to pull out of Syria. It's about time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, what we're seeing, and it's being crystallized daily, is a real separation of a good part of the American public from the political, journalistic, and neoconservative forces. Mm. This is huge. I mean, Trump makes a move. He made it, or he first announced it last December, that he was pulling all the troops out of Syria. Now, from my understanding, only 1,000 were actually pulled out, and the fact that more were not, the whole thing was not pulled out, had to do with the Pentagon and the generals obstructing his executive order. But now he announces it again. And it has huge consequences because this time, unlike last December, it's connected to a phone call conversation with the president of Turkey, Erdogan, who is a nominal member of NATO, but in fact is moving away from NATO almost in a way that Trump is questioning the viability or the necessity of NATO. Now, of course, Turkey, in moving away from NATO, is moving closer to Russia. And even though the press is talking about the U.S. forces and the Kurds have defeated ISIS, the real deal is that the Syrian and Russian forces defeated ISIS and the other terrorist anti-Assad, anti-Syria forces early as 2016, 2017. This had already occurred. And so you have what they're calling ISIS isolated in this no man's desert area in western Iraq and eastern Syria. And you have these Kurdish forces, which are not just Kurdish. This is a coalition called the Syrian Democratic Forces, who are both anti-Trump Arabs and Kurds who claim